Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the side with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof, like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star, like in the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more, 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for French. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, what are they gonna do next?
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody! Hold on. Hold on. There you go. I'm trying to figure this out, dude. I haven't done this. Every time I do this, I get nervous. I'm like, I used to do this for a long time running the board. It used to be a thing that I did. By the way, your camera's pointing at your chest. It's very, very distracting for me. But I do know you have tarantula arm right now.
Oh, man.
You and I are not having fantastic mornings as this goes because we don't have a producer today. I don't know what is, because Frog Boy's ventures are going. You know, who knows where the hell he is at this point. And we get here, and normally I'm like, all right, well, if Vlad's filling in, it's usually a buzzer beater sometimes, but it was getting really close to a buzzer beater, so I get no response, and I'm like, I think I got to hop on this board, Leroy. Throwback performance.
Throwback.
Man, all right. Well, let's do this. Welcome on in, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We are streaming on YouTube and Twitch. I hope people can hear. I hope that's going on right now. So we'll try and venture through this. But dude, what the hell is going on with your arm?
I don't know, dude. Like I got I don't know if it was a bite or a bump or something like that. And then I thought it was going away. And then like I couldn't bend my arm and I've been having trouble sleeping. I got up this morning and I was like, it feels a little swollen. And then I put my arms up next to each other. Look.
Dude, you want to go to the hospital? Are you sure you're okay?
I got myself.
I don't want you to collapse from like a spider bite, dude.
I'm not going to collapse. It's not a bite.
That looks like a spider bite.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah, though. Last time I listened to you, the snake was poisonous. Remember that ordeal?
That's fair. That is fair. I mean, but, you know, I was trying to help.
I sent Tobin a picture of a snake that was in our backyard in a box, right? He goes, "Whoo, that's poisonous." This wasn't even close.
This is like a, well, I got buttons. I'm excited. I get to control the buttons.
Yeah. Well, and so I, when I got up this morning, I was getting ready, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, it's a stiff." So I said, "You know, I'll just go to like one of the little, you know, mini emergency rooms when I leave."
Oh, look at Jennifer showing. Where is she? Oh, now she's back. Well, Jennifer, you hear a 10:08 on the background?
And I thought you would come in.
Yeah.
Today.
Well, I thought Super Bowl hangover was yesterday. Oh. I'm losing track of what's happening here. But anyway, let us get to headlines here. As last night, your Miami Heat. Woof.
Dude.
What?
What the hell? Like, why? I have never seen a team.
Yep.
Go as ice cold as the Miami Heat do on a number of occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Every game. I don't care if they score 60 in the first quarter. You always are sitting on the edge of your seat going, here it comes.
Yep.
Here it comes. And I just...
Well, it felt to me, because I know everybody was like, their moral victory after the game, which I thought was real loser behavior from the Heat, was like, whoa, that start of the first quarter. And I'm like, dude, Tatum was 0 for 5, all like from 3. And then like he couldn't
miss. Then he wasn't.
I'm like, I don't think this... I don't know, guys. I don't think this is going to hold up. I got a feeling Tatum's gonna get it going a little bit, and that Hauser, oh, intangibles.
The intangibles on that team, so annoying. Pritchard, Hauser, Porzingis. Like, you forget Porzingis is on that team the way everybody else plays, and then all of a sudden, oh. Porzingis side.
Yeah, Porzingis is back. And then Al Horford, you know, just of course, at 38 years old, is just nailing every three known to man. So that was awesome. Really great. Luis says Terry played the worst first half in Miami Heat history.
No.
I haven't looked that up statistically, but that's possible.
No.
It's possible. I think he was a minus 21 in like 6 minutes.
Right.
It was incredible. He is a torpedo. It is unbelievable. But this entire, like, I don't know, man. You know, can I just tell you, Leroy, we've been doing the Spo thing all year, you and me. We've been very, very frustrated with his plan with the bigs. Can somebody explain to me? Because I have the untrained eye. I admit, I'm not a savant in the game of hoops. But can somebody explain to me,
or hockey or football?
Yeah, I'm just trying to. I'm just watching and trying to figure things out. Right. Can someone explain to me why at the end of the first half is Kyle Anderson, all 6'6" of him, playing center, and Kalel Ware is on the bench? Because I'm like, does he have 4 fouls? Nope, 2. What are we doing? What are we doing? And also, what are we doing? I don't get it. I don't understand
it. Spo does it backwards. Like, first of all, the older guys should be played sparingly. And the young guys, get them minutes, baby. Get them minutes.
This is crazy to me. I'm sitting here. I'm like, look, I don't know what this season is going to be. It's going to be probably 5. Somebody asked me, like, what do you think the next 3 games are? I'm like, probably 1-2. 2-1 on a good week. They're not going 3-0. They'll probably won't go 0-3. But one thing that I do know from this season is I found one thing that I like, and that is the big guys all playing together. I got 3 seconds of it yesterday.
Oh, how good is that?
It's so good.
They look so tall.
And I don't understand how Spo's response to that is Kyle Anderson at the 5. I don't understand it.
He's reverting. He's reverting back to... too old Spo with Bam at the 5.
I know. Bam was the only guy yesterday.
I'm going to tell you why he does
it. Bam had to have the hardest 22 points I've ever seen in my life.
Right. I'm going to tell you why he does it. Okay? I think he does it because he thinks that he can talk to the older guys and get them to be exactly where they want to be. And the young guys are wild cards. Because, look, as good as we feel Kalel has been, sometimes he looks lost.
That's okay, though.
I know.
That's okay.
Here's what I want. Okay? You just scored 78 points. Or was it 78? Or how many points did they score? 80?
Who, the Heat?
Yeah.
Not enough.
Not enough. You just scored, like, hardly any points. Okay? Why can't the young fellas learn in that environment? Like, what would have been the difference?
I don't know.
What would have been? You didn't score. So all the alternative people you're putting in there, not doing a whole lot better.
And can I just ask a question with this team?
Okay, sure, okay. Sure. You know, we got it like that. You can ask whatever question
what
you want.
Did Duncan Robinson do? What did Duncan Robinson do to Eric Spoelstra?
He hates him.
What? If I was Duncan Robinson, and I mean this, and I hope this doesn't happen because I love dunks, right? But what did he do that he's always getting yanked out of the starting lineup?
He gets the quick yank.
I don't understand this. Like, Alec Burks, nice player. Have him come off the bench, and maybe we'll have him play for Terry Rozier. But why in a game? Again, I have the untrained eye, so I'm stupid, Spo. Explain it to me. But why does a guy who has the best chemistry with Bam Adebayo, who's the only guy who's going to throw lobs to your bigs because Tyler's out, why is he getting benched in the starting lineup? Why don't you have familiarity with this out of the gate? I don't understand it.
You know what I feel? And you can attest to this. Spo coaches better when there's only 8 men on the bench than when there's 12.
Hey, maybe he's poisoning the Heat because he's like, there's too many guys. Give him the bubble guts. And what is happening at these galas? How in God's name are Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez getting the BGs? What is going on here? I've not seen a season with so many bubble guts.
Could that be because of the whiskey?
Maybe. Tipping them back a little bit too much. But Leroy, no disrespect. I know these are professional athletes, okay? Which I am not. But when I was 25 years old, 23 years old.
Oh, no. I had iron guts.
What? Grow up, Peter Pan. If it was alcohol, which I don't think it is. I think it has to be some kind of food poisoning.
I'm still that way. Like, when have you ever heard me? Like, me and my stomach have an understanding. Right? Time and place. Right? When we on the road, that ain't the time, and there ain't no place. So, just go ahead on and hold it.
All right. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory. Like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Also last night, Luka.
Yeah.
He made his debut. Went smooth. I mean, they killed the Jazz.
Yeah, but.
Killed them.
Yeah.
But Luka. Dude, hey, can I tell you something? Do you see what's going on in Dallas with this GM?
They hate him.
They hate him, and then, like, if anybody has a sign, like, they went to the Jumbotron. Apparently, they've been knocking the Jumbotron. They haven't been going to fans on the Jumbotron because...
Of course not. The messages. So,
they did yesterday during Mavs karaoke, and this guy's singing, "I Want to Dance with Somebody," but instead of a dance with somebody, he just goes, "Fire Nico!" Just mouths it, obviously, because it's muted, but they escort him out of the building.
Really?
Yeah!
Man, feeling
sensitive, dude.
Like, I got to tell you, and here's what happens with coaches or whatever. And there's some people that made some valid points. That, first of all, you can't win a championship if your stars don't play both ways, on both ends. You can't. Nico plays zero defense. But that guy is a bucket. And there ain't that many of them in the league. They're guys who have success scoring. But I'm talking about, if I need a bucket, Luka's one of the guys high on the list.
Oh, my God.
From anywhere. Right? And so he's a little out of shape. He's still getting you 30 a night.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though, right. Like, out of shape. Like, who cares? The greatest player in the world isn't in great shape.
And here's what I don't want to hear tonight. I'm going to say this right now. Charles, don't talk about Luka being out of shape.
Oh, Chuck?
Yeah. Shaq neither.
That's an only Kenny comment.
Yes. Because guess what? Shaq? We seen Big Shaq.
But the thing is, like, people are, like, sitting here, and they're like, oh, yeah, he's hard to deal with, or...
So what?
Or like, oh, you know, you can't... Dude, look, Anthony Davis is a tremendous player, but he's also been one of the most unreliable superstars as far as health is concerned, too.
Yeah, he gave you three games?
His name is Street Clothes. He didn't give him two games. He gave him one half,
but he was good.
That was a great half.
That was a great.
That's how I felt last night after Davion Mitchell's second. I was like, oh, this is amazing. And then
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. All right. We'll take a break. Hopefully. Let's see if I write the right press buttons here, Leroy. We'll take a break. And when we come back, more shenanigans on the other side. Back after this.
15 minutes. We'll be right back.
15 minutes of heat here for you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. Miami Heat last night, they lose to the Boston Celtics, which, you know, kind of feels like a tradition now at home. I don't remember the last time the Heat beat Boston at home. I want to say it was Game 3 of the 2023 Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not sure if there's been one in between, but it doesn't feel like there has been. So, Hollywood Kia, by the way, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit my line, HollywoodKia.com. But the final score last night in the Heat's house was 103-85. Eric Spoelstra, he shook up the starting lineup. Mind you, there was no Tyler Hero, Leroy. But we saw Andrew Wiggins make his debut. He was in the starting lineup. Davion Mitchell, he was in the starting lineup. And then Alec Burks, together with Bam and Khalil Ware. Did you like the shakeup? It started off okay. They got off to a good start.
I would have kind of put Dunks at the three and put Wiggy at the four and went Ware five. I would have maybe put Dunks at the two.
Yeah.
Put Dunks at the two, Bam at the four, Ware at the five, and Wiggins at the three. You see what I mean? To just, you'll have length, but you're always going to have a stud shooter on the court that they're going to have to pay attention to, because Dunks runs around a lot and they're going to chase Dunks around.
Yep. And Dunks,
they didn't have anybody on the floor.
No Dunks, no Haywood Highsmith yesterday. No, like, Haywood Highsmith typically does a good job on Jason Tatum, makes him work for it a little bit.
Right.
No, I was like, nah, no thanks.
They didn't have anybody on the floor that really worked the defense. And that means that you got to chase him. Tyler, sometimes when he's off the ball, you got to chase him around like Steph. Dunks runs all day. You got to chase him around like Steph. Right? They didn't have anybody on the court that you had to chase around. So it was all dribble, handoff, pass around.
Yeah, and you don't want Andrew Wiggins being one of your top ball handlers. Like, that's just not what you want to
do. So that's why I think if you don't have either Tyler or Dunks need to be on the floor the whole time, because what happens is that defense is going to pay attention to them. That's going to free up all the other stuff.
I just don't understand, in a game where nobody could hit a three, that Duncan's not out there like getting some up. I don't get it. But it's not like the only thing. I mean, obviously, everybody's furious and sick of Terry Rozier. I mean, it's bad. I don't know what to do. Like, it really legitimately is going down as one of the worst trades in Heat history.
Because he's a ball handler, and that's why he plays so much.
Yeah, but dude, he's a ball handler who makes terrible decisions and makes things immensely harder on himself every single time that he's out there. I don't know what he's doing.
You know what my favorite Terry Rozier move is? When he dribbles to the rim and he goes up and does this wiggle, and like, by the time he shoots it, he's underneath the back of the... I'm like, you didn't think that one through, did you?
What were you trying to do? Like, were you trying to use the ball as a yo-yo? I don't understand what was going on there, Terry. And, like, dude, I'm serious. Leroy, this guy, all right, they gave up a first-round pick for him, which I still don't understand. I don't understand how that happened. How did you guys get outbid for that?
Really wanted
to take 4 months of Kyle Lowry off your hands. I will not know what went into those. Mind you, this is an organization that is like, Kevin Durant's open to us. But, like, they're like, Terry Rozier, first round pick, done. Let's do it. And
let's be clear. Hold on.
What?
In order to get Durant, you're going to have to give up some of your youngins.
Understood.
And the main youngin that everybody wants is Nico.
Nico or Ware. Yeah.
Which is not happening. No, but that's your future. No, I'm not sacrificing my 5 or 6 year future for 2 years.
Fine. But they gave up a first round pick for this guy.
Yeah.
Then he has this mysterious neck injury.
It wasn't mysterious, dude. That lasted all summer.
Dude, it was mysterious, because how did it happen? At like, what was he playing WWE in the backyard? I don't understand what happened. Did he get pile-drived?
Nobody know how Chris Jones hurt his neck.
Oh, I do. Tush push.
That might be the funniest thing. Wait, when you see Chris Jones get rubbed down, you know for a fact, ain't nobody else messing with that tush push.
Dude, if he can't stop the tush push,
right.
No one can stop the tush push. Like, I don't think you could have him, Myles Garrett, Reggie White, and whoever come together. That tush push is just getting through everybody. It needs to be outlawed. It's too good. And it's not football. They'll be fine. They'll still score touchdowns. But this formation is ridiculous. But, dude, Terry Rozier, okay. So he has this mysterious neck injury, right?
Right.
Comes back. They start the season. And, look, Jimmy Butler obviously left for money. But they're like, you know what, Jimmy, more Terry Rozier in the starting lineup. That lasts like 2 seconds because he was shooting like 15% from three. And then, on top of it, he's under federal investigation for point shaving.
Yeah, but he...
Under federal
investigation,
not NBA investigation.
They said...
No, the NBA said... The government has said nothing, and they can do more research.
I think they were just trying to get the main guys, not Terry.
We'll see.
Because
they said it before last night's game. They're like, "Hey, no questions about the Terry Rozier situation." I was like, I almost even forgot about it.
You do understand that the league has a lot of former, you know, investigators working. And investigating that.
But they can't subpoena.
No.
They can't subpoena.
Okay. How do you know?
I watch a lot of Forensic Files, dude. Or NCIS. By the way, this would be a great episode of something, Law and Order.
Well, but somebody got to get killed.
Oh yeah, all right. Yeah. I don't want anybody dead, but NCIS somebody always dies?
All of these shows, I watch them all. Right? Castle, The Rookie, Law and Order, NCIS New Orleans, Hawaii Five-O. Like, I watch all of them. In most cases, right? Somebody has to die before you call in the TV people, right? And Law and Order, you're cute, right? Because you try to say that none of your shows are about people, while every situation I've seen on TV at some point about somebody.
He still is under federal investigation, though. Like, I'm not going to just dismiss it.
Hey. Is there a difference between under investigation or question?
I think the questioning is part of the investigation.
Okay. All right.
And to be fair, it was for one game with the Hornets where he hurt his foot. He was hurt the rest of the season. But I can't act like this guy hasn't behaved in a way on a basketball court that makes me question, is he point shaving?
We're just like, that's where we are as fans. If a guy's playing bad, we assume he's into something illegal.
I haven't assumed it, but then it just happened.
You can't just play bad. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
He's not even, but dude, he's not been this bad. This is the worst he's played. So maybe it is the neck injury. I don't know. But all I know is everybody's furious every time he's out there. And it's justifiable because, like, every time he goes out there, their leads evaporate. Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Come on, Luis. Come on, buddy. Come on. I'm not even reading that one. Like, fans, stop being. Come on.
Oh. Man. What a tough
one. I know y'all like my trucker hat. I know.
What does it say on it?
Badass. And it's. You know what it reminded me of? The commercial. Get off your... You know, the Mountain Dew commercial.
Man.
Are we getting TTO on Terry? No, he's already... But let me tell you something. Tobin has already used TTL. I don't know. We've never had to go past TTL.
I'm just...
I don't know what to do. What do you do?
I don't know. I mean, like, I can't do anything because it just feels like I feel like Eric Spoelstra, like, he's sitting there yesterday and he goes, "Yeah, our two problems are taking care of the ball and scoring." And I'm like, "Well, you know, I'm no genius, but you give Terry Rozier 32 minutes a night, maybe, you know, hone it back a little bit. Figure somebody else out. Give Pella a whirl. I don't know. But get this guy off the floor."
But, you know, the thing is he's there because he's a ball handler.
But he handles it terribly. Just because he can dribble, 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 doesn't mean he doesn't kick it into the stands every single time.
I know. I got to say this. I've had questions with how Spo does things before. But I could always say, there's got to be something he knows.
That's what I would always say.
No, I got questions.
I have questions. Like, even Bam last night was like, you know, we got the greatest coach in the NBA. And I'm like, all right, man. But, like, fix it. When is it going to get fixed?
I know. It's terrifying.
He's like, sitting there and he goes, "You know what? We're taking on the Celtics. Why don't I just throw in a wacky lineup?"
Right.
And it's like, all right, that had its little run. But then he's like, but here's the problem when you try a wacky lineup. Then you have to insert another wacky lineup. And then that backup wacky lineup
ends up being midgets.
Yeah. I was like,
let me say that. Little people.
Yeah, get it right.
Let me get it right. I don't want to say that. Get in trouble.
Yeah.
Little people.
I got the buttons.
Bum. Bum. I mean.
Bum.
If I may. Doesn't it seem like this team should be better?
I don't know. It feels like it, but.
I mean, like.
It feels. Well, here's the thing. You know what it is, Leroy?
What it is?
They probably have no business beating the Celtics. And they probably have no business beating OKC.
Right, because they ain't there. I mean, that's fair, but you should for sure
not blow leads to the Bulls and to the Nets.
You're the way you're carrying on. You're making it sound like they were supposed to win that game. I'm gonna just say
that. No. I'm not trying to say, but dude, it wasn't even that. It's not even that they didn't win.
They held them to 103 points, which means that if you hold the team to 103 points, you're supposed to have a chance.
Yeah, and they didn't.
And it wasn't even close.
No. Like that's what was embarrassing about it, is like how much inept offense. In the year of our Lord, 2025, you know what I see every single night? This guy had 46, 46-point triple-double, 34 points, 42
Ant-Man.
Points.
Man.
I'm just like.
You look at LeBron.
I won
one. 14. Damian Lillard had 38.
Oh.
Somebody
had a great tweet yesterday. And I was just like, I was beside myself because let me get the guy's account up so I give him the credit. But it was a tweet yesterday because the Warriors played the Bucks, and the account is Wade X Flash on Twitter, and he said very correctly, imagine showing this pic to a Heat fan September 26, 2023. And it's Jimmy Butler in a Warriors uniform hugging Damian Lillard in a Bucks uniform. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I would think that that's a nightmare. I don't understand. Like, if I actually was back, if somebody from the future came and showed me that picture, I'm like, what disaster happened?
It depends on when they did it. When if they did it before Dame demanded to come here,
yep.
No, you wouldn't be as shocked. But when Dame said he wanted to come to Miami, and then he ended up in Milwaukee? Yeah, that would.
Can I make you a little more angry before we go to break?
What happened?
Jimmy Butler, 15 free throws last night.
Oh, no. I've seen it. I see it. Don't. So, by the way, all that BS that Jimmy was talking about roll on a team or whatever, right? Don't want to hear it. And this is why I said I'm pissed off. I'm not pissed off that Jimmy wanted more money. I'm not pissed off that he made a stink, but I am pissed off that he didn't play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And every other person going through the same thing never didn't play basketball until their situation was resolved.
Steph is smitten right now.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. What side do you think Steph going to choose when him and Draymond go at it?
I think it's. That sounds like he's going to pick Jimmy's side right now. It sounds like he's picking Jimmy's side. Did you see Draymond? What did he put up? Triple goose eggs last night?
No, he said triple single. That might be the funniest line ever.
We'll take a break here on the show. More to come back after this.
Hey, boy. Would you meet me on the roof tonight? I got a surprise for you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Oh, hello, Vlad.
Hello, Tobin and Leroy.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay.
Turn your mic on, Leroy. Be a pro. I'm just messing with you.
Hey, so he got all that sleep on him. He goes, oh man, oh, I know you. When you got that call and you looked at that text, you had to be hyperventilating. Oh, what have I done?
It's legitimately my worst nightmare. Like, yeah. I have that dream all the time, especially on vacation.
Yes. Oh,
and it's always back when I'm like producing, running the board. It's always like, and then I get there late and nothing works. I will wake up and my wife's like, "Oh, you had the work dream, yeah?" I'm like, "Yep, board didn't work." So I couldn't get an interview on. It's like it's I don't know. I'm just scarred by it.
My dream was a little bit different. My dream is I just get up in the middle of the night running like the dogs, and I can't get away.
I picture Zeus just trying to catch frisbees in the air.
Yeah,
in his sleep,
dude. You can't mess with Dre.
Hmm?
You cannot mess with Dre. When he sleep, he will chew your face off. The nicest. He don't like people, so you never saw him. He went and crawled under the bed. But if he sleep and you go and put your hands on him, he will attack you.
The Panthers, let's get to a little road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a party play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
So I heard Paul Maurice during the
break. By the way, the best flavor. Right here.
A little galaxy vibe for galaxy our non, vibe. For our non-viewers right now. I heard Paul Maurice during the break, and he was talking about one of the things he's excited about is to have his guys get to play with other great players, which has to be a really cool thing. Like, it's one thing to do an all-star game and all that, but it's kind of cool they get to go all play for something. There's obviously a level of pride there. Similar, you know, it's not the Olympics, but it's still a pretty cool thing. If you, like, did you ever think about that, like, in the midst of times, like, maybe an off-season workout? You'd be like, yeah, it would have been cool to play with this guy. I know you worked out with a lot of teammates in Boca.
I worked out with a lot of teammates. I worked out with a lot of Dolphins down here.
But did you ever?
We used to always go back and forth. So, yeah, sometimes it'd be cool. And there's a, like, when I went to Minnesota, I knew a lot of the guys from the offseason. So I knew Chris Carter. And, you know, I went to Michigan. They had a bunch of Ohio State guys. So, you absolutely want that. And then at the Pro Bowl, like, it's not worse. I think the worst experience at the Pro Bowl was that people walk up to you and go, "I thought you were bigger." That's what I got all the time.
Wow.
I thought you were bigger.
I'm trying to look at this. Team USA jersey's looking sharp.
Let me see. Oh, for the 4-5.
That's Finland, I think.
What does that say?
Suomi? I don't know. USA, standard. That's Canada, standard.
Standard.
And then I'm guessing that's Sweden. Sweden with the crowns?
Yeah. The colors, dude.
Little Gus Forsling?
The colors.
That's
the
kind
colors.
Of a cool jersey. You got a Gus Forsling Sweden jersey?
The colors don't give it away.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, Finland's, I don't know, Finland's white and blue.
White and blue.
But they got that yellow line that threw me off.
Sweden is yellow and blue.
Hmm. I wonder who's the guy. It got to be Canada. Canada's got to be the favorite.
Yeah, of course.
You think so?
Yeah, I would think so. Odds and betting for the Four Nations. Let's see. Get a little action here going.
By the way, aren't the Four Nations going to meet each other in the semifinals anyway?
Well, yeah, you know.
What happened?
Got to figure out the seeding. Finland is the... I don't know. What do you guys think? Finland? Should I throw a little on Finland? Finland's plus 1,000 to win this thing. They are banged up, though. They've had some injuries. But we got to believe in
Barkley. So who's favorite?
Canada.
And
Canada,
then U.S.?
Canada, U.S., Sweden is plus 420. So Canada's plus 145. USA plus 155. Sweden is plus 420. And Finland is plus 1,000.
What is Canada again?
Plus 145.
And wait.
USA is plus 155.
Oh, okay. I think you screwed that up. Yeah, because I'm like, wait a minute. You can't have lower odds and be second best.
Matthew Tkachuk is, let's see, Four Nations Faceoff MVP. Matthew Tkachuk is 3,000 to 1.
3,000.
What about Reinhardt?
Reinhardt is also 3,000 to 1.
Ooh.
Connor McDavid, obviously, the favorite.
I think you should lay some money on the...
I think I'm going to throw some dough on the Cats.
Let's do...
Barkey, 4,600. Because if Finland's going to win, it's going to be Barkov, right?
What
if
So do we go a little five apiece on Finland? Five apiece on Barkey?
Yeah. Hey, let me make...
I'm going to buy pizza for a month.
Let's see if Hard Rock even does this. I'm disappointed with Hard Rock.
They pick and choose.
I love Hard Rock, but I also am annoyed because I feel like they don't, you know, this is Florida. You should be allowed to bet on the funsies. And like they only gave us coin toss during the Super Bowl. I'm like, coin toss?
That's it?
That's it? Give me some anthem over-unders. Give me some color on the Gator. Yellow, by the way, paid.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that.
They gave it early. Dude, that was the earliest Gatorade bath ever. What do they give? 3 minutes left?
Yeah. It was 3 minutes left. No. It was 1:50 left, and they had the ball.
Is Spo the only guy to get a Gatorade bath in the finals? I don't feel like they do that in basketball. Who did it?
Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers, they did it?
Because usually they fill it with confetti.
I suppose it was Gatorade.
Oh, it was Gatorade for Doc as well.
That's cool. That's messy on the hardwood.
So you can't even do it?
We'll do what? I don't know. I'm going to look. I'm looking at FanDuel right now because I just threw this up immediately, but I want to see if I can bet a little Four Nations. Love to bet some hockey, dude. Just says Florida team. Oh, here we go. Four Nations. Here we go. All right. View more bets. Tournament futures. I can bet the winner, but I don't think I can bet MVP. Hey! Fix it, Hard Rock! Let me bet on Barkov! Come on!
That's crazy.
I want to give you some money. Put Barkov up there. I want some future MVPs. Give me my Cats, Four Nations. I want MVP future odds. I'm going to bet on Finland, okay, just because a little sweetener. And then I'm going to bet on America because I'm American. And so I only need two teams not to lose to win this thing. And therefore, I also want to bet on Tkachuk and Barkey. I need some action. I don't know these other guys. I'm sick of McDavid. Sick of him. Anyway.
Somebody says, is it me or does Luka look horrible in a Lakers jersey? Yeah. If you're a Dallas Mavericks star.
If you're in hell.
If you're a Dallas Mavericks fan.
He didn't look too upset last night.
Oh, he looked
happy. I'll tell you who looked upset, though.
Who?
You see this? I'll tell you about it. We got to take a break. I'll tell you about the story. This is in headlines. There's a thing going on with the Lakers that is very awkward. Back after this.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The details behind the Diddy indictment.
Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.